This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about our hunt for Bourbon County Stout, and then we got a couple beer events coming up, especially one you should check out, the Big Hugs release of Half Acre. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And this is a podcast where we drink beer, talk about beer, the beer drinking we did last week and the beer drinking we will do this week while drinking beer. It's the holidays, man. You're supposed to drink, right?
What he said.
We just happen to do it every week. So it's been...
For you, Chicago, and beyond. You.
Yeah, Chicago is a great drinking city, so it's hard not to go around town and drink and pick up new beers because every week we're trying out a different beer. I feel like maybe we had this last year, but...
We definitely like the Dos Bros on the show. Yep. Yeah.
So we're drinking the Two Brothers Hop-Centric, a.k.a.
Hop Juice.
Hop Juice.
Yeah. The artist formerly known as Hop Juice. So now there's Hop-Centric. It is 9.9. It's a double IPA from Two Brothers, Artisan Brewing. This beer is lovely. You found it just right up the street here, right?
Yeah, over at Miska's here on the corner. Their price is always a little high, but they're selling this for $15.99 a six-pack, which...
It's a big beer, though. It's a 10% beer.
Yeah, 9.9, and it comes in six-packs? Like, that's kind of silly.
Yeah, because usually when you go that high, you're coming in four-packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like on the label, they've got Scottsdale, Arizona, which is their second location.
Yeah, they got the new, like, cleaner-looking package going on. Looks pretty nice. This one looks nice. They got, like, the Scottsdale, it's Phoenix-ish on one side, and the Warrenville, Chicago-ish on one side.
That's funny. So. Yeah, because they're winter birds now. They go out there so much that they said, dude, let's just
open a spot there.
Make some money out here.
Let's make it worth our time.
Yeah. I've always been a big fan, even when it was Hop Juice, of this label. It's the pliers squeezing the life out of this hop, and there's some juice coming down. I did a story once called, it was for 12 Most, 12most.com, and their whole premise is 12 Most this, 12 Most that. This was in my top 12 for my favorite beer labels at the time.
12 most favorite beer labels.
Yeah, okay. it was like number 10.
Okay.
I think Ironworks from Metropolitan was number one.
Okay, that's a good label, yeah. This beer, I've been drinking this one. I've gone to the festival a couple times. I don't even know if they do the Hopworks or Hop Juice Fest anymore.
It's like a big summer, like multi-day summer festival out in probably the Roundhouse, I'm guessing.
Probably Roundhouse now, yeah. So, yeah, it is usually nicer. So strange that this is the Hop-Centric... And it's supposed to be like their big, almost wet hopped beer, but we're way out of the wet hop season, aren't we?
That's very true. Not seeing a date code on here, just a lot number.
Yeah.
So whatever that means. So there's that.
Some of that great hoppiness might be missing here now, but it's still a solid beer, and I know it's dangerous because it's 10%.
For sure.
But pick it up if you like hops and you like to get drunk.
Pick it up if you want to be overwhelmed by something and you've had a bad day. This will get you started.
Yeah. Speaking of high alcohol beers, how'd the Bourbon County search go?
Yeah, so I know we've been talking about, I mean, it's Bourbon County season, so, you know, and then we've been going on this hunt for BCS. So we actually, it's all gone in the city as far as I know, unless you go to like a small liquor store. We were talking to Jake. You go to a small liquor store, they're probably, you know, with some really surged prices. You can find it there probably.
Right. But, last week at Miska's again, because it's right here by the office. Yeah. So I should just get them as a sponsor at this point.
Right.
But we got word that they were getting it in, and so we went at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And they had regular and coffee.
Okay.
And they had it behind the counter, like on... They had it out so you could see it.
Yeah.
It was $20 for regular and $22 for coffee.
You know, the sweetest price I've seen up to this point, and it's just a rumor price because I don't have a Costco card, but Costco apparently was selling them for $7.99, the original.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Walgreens was a $9.99 price point. And some places are like $12.99. So, like, today I found a bottle at Mariano's for $12.99.
Just one bottle was hanging out there?
They only had two bottles. So my buddy Andy and I, we both bought the last two bottles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they were in the back. You had to ask for them, you know.
Nice.
For Jeffrey wearing the bow tie, running the liquor department.
Excuse me, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. And, you know, yeah, you know he's probably tired of the spiel, probably tired of saying no, but he's like, yeah, actually, I got two.
You guys get it.
Yeah, so but the big hunt we went on was last Friday. We went to Whole Foods. Whole Foods was the last big chain to get theirs.
Right.
So it was a week after Black Friday. We were those guys, man. We stood in line. We got there.
You're saying I was not involved.
Right. Myself and a coworker. Okay. So these two crazy kids stood in line. We got there at 4:45 a.m. on like a Friday. The first person in line was there at 3:30 a.m.
Jesus.
Yeah,
okay.
And the store doesn't even open till 7. They don't even start selling till 8.
Okay.
But, you know, this is really the only way to get it at a proper price point. So you go to Whole Foods, and it's $9 for the original. And then the variants are the coffee is 12, prop is 24, and then, of course, rare is like 65.
Okay.
So decent prices.
Nice.
You know? Yeah. So the thing about, Whole Foods is cool, and they did a really well-run, you know, allocation. But they had some of the vintages, so like last year's coffee. You know how this year's bottle is, 500 milliliters. Last year was 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Last year's coffee and backyard rye from like 2 years ago.
Oh wow.
Which was a bomber. I think we've had that on the show actually.
Yeah.
It was they had those as vintage items, but you could only get two of the variants. You could get two original and then two variants, and then the vintage counted against your variants.
Oh.
So like if I roll up, I can't get one of each everything. I have to pick. You know.
You have to pick two and then. Did you maybe get back in line?
And then I got back in line.
And
yeah.
Hope it doesn't sell out. Right.
Right. So then by the time I got back in line, since they ran out of everything else, they gave you four original instead of two.
Oh, okay.
So I left with six original and then a prop and a rare.
Oh, nice. So another rare.
Another rare.
After your...
I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I'm a glutton for punishment, man. I like pain.
You have so much rare now because you went the rare day.
I like pain and sorrow, apparently. And I like $65 beers. As much as we spent like a 10-minute rant bitching about this beer.
Yeah.
And then first opportunity I get, I'll
take it. Take it.
Sold. Okay. Well, here, take my card. Here, hurry.
You got four bottles. There's people out there who can't even, they're like, never even came here. And you're sitting on there, I don't have four.
This might be my plea for an intervention here on the show.
Oh, like, really?
I think I need help.
Stop spending more than $20 on a bottle of beer.
What the fuck's wrong with you, man? It's a $65 beer. What am I doing?
Yeah. But you've drank one of them.
Yeah, right? Totally drank one. And I'm okay with it, you know? I'm okay with it. I actually think Prop, of the ones I've had, I think Prop and Regal. Prop Regal and the original. I think the original is great.
Okay.
You know, I think the original is right up there as one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I did spend the $22 and get one of the coffee because I wasn't going to wake up super early and go to Whole Foods. I'm not going to do that. I know that. So spent the money. It's chilling here in the office. I think I'll just share it one day with the guys here. And
there you go.
I'm just holding on to it at this point.
Yeah. You know what I did last year? And it's not that they're the same type of beer or anything, but I've always wanted to do it. I had my last Dark Lord 2014.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a BCS from this year.
Okay.
And it was just a perfect nightcap. I always wanted to, you know, go back-to-back Dark Lord. And those are the two big stouts in our area, right?
Yeah.
BCS and Dark Lord.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So.
We got Big Hugs, which we'll talk about coming up here.
Big Hugs is coming. Yeah. So that was good. The final, you know, that's it for the season. That's it for the year. I know we've been talking, you know, ad nauseum about.
Yeah, everyone's probably sick of us hearing about Bourbon County Stout. Yeah. And like, didn't get any of these.
It's a very fun process, you know. And that's, you know, when we first got into craft beer and even up to this point now, it's like, you know, it's part wild goose chase. You know, it's seasonal. It's, you know, it's almost like you're collecting, you know, comic books or something, right? It's
sure.
Just, you know, the hunt is part of the fun. And there's no bigger hunt locally than BCS.
Right.
You know, so it's cool. You know.
Nice. Well, besides the hunt, did you make it to any other beer-related events this week?
Yeah, for sure, man. We moseyed on down to the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Oh, for Brew Zoo?
For Brew Lights. The second annual Brew Lights.
Brew Lights. So how was it? You went last year, and it was was cold and wet last year. Right?
Yeah, it was cold and wet, and this year was just cold.
Okay.
They did do some upgrades. I thought that this year more spaces were available as like heating, you know, heating stations, if you will. Okay. So like last year, you could only basically go into the gift shop and into the food hall. But this year you could go like where the Tigers were, you know, and then there was like a band playing and, you know, there were more spaces for you to go stay warm. And then there were more of the, because they basically just had the Waymatic, you know, that the truck with the tap handles on it. Right. They basically had those all around the zoo.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And the cool part about this is that it's a benefit for the zoo. So like all the proceeds go to the zoo. They have, you know, Glenn's is an interesting brewery, not brewery, but distributor. They have, most of their brands are like German and Belgian. They have very few craft brands.
Right.
I would say if you look at their roster, they maybe got like 25 total, like American craft beer brands.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, but this 12 Beers of Christmas was, you know, some of their better known breweries, if you will.
But sometimes I feel like a lot of time Christmas beers are those like Belgian quads and
that's my, you know, like we talked about it before,
you're,
man.
You're St. Bernardus, man.
Yeah, and that's my jam. That's the first thing I went looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have that. They had Delirium Noel, which is really good.
Okay.
And then I think I rode, they didn't have Christmas Ale from Great Lakes.
Okay.
So I was a little bummed out about that.
I know we were talking about what Christmas sweaters, either off air or on the last episode.
This beer's good, man.
You should see if you can get St. Bernardus or Delirium Tremens like Christmas sweater. I feel like this is, for some reason, this is the year where we have everything can be a Christmas sweater. So
that would make my year if that happened.
A St. Bernardus ugly sweater.
With my guy, the monk, with the jolly lean on the hat.
I feel like someone's had to sew this up.
That needs to happen.
It's gotta be there. All
right. One of our listeners should make that happen.
Yeah. Whoever can sew out there, make it happen. Did you hang out the whole time or just pop in there for a little bit?
Hanging out outside, you know, in that kind of weather, you know, it catches up with you quick.
Okay.
You know, it catches up with you quick. So we made it a point to just, you know, enjoy the lights, you know, listen to a little Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, yeah, of
course. Know, and you got the whole field lit up, and it's like time to the music.
Uh-huh.
You know, really big exhibits, like, you know, Santa and dragons, and, you know, they got over too many lights. There's a sculptor there.
Like an ice sculpture?
Ice sculptor. Yeah, ice sculptor. It was pretty cool. That's the only time I go to that zoo all year, honestly. Okay. So I had a blast.
I hear the time to go for the lights, if you go for the brew lights, or the zoo lights,
yeah.
It just call, is right after it snows. Because it's really nice, and we don't have any snow right now, so it's kind of a little, I guess, plain Jane, maybe.
Yeah, no, and it can be like, you know, like it can be like a very romantic thing. Uh-huh. You know, you got all these beautiful exhibits, all these lights, it's super dark. You know, you can have a good time. You know, it's a very scenic thing. I enjoyed it.
Cool. Well, I was going to make it over to the Emporium release for Dino S'mores.
Yeah.
And just got busy here at work, so. Didn't head over there, but saw
a busy guy, man.
Pictures and tweets looked like a blast.
Yeah.
So I need to pick up some of this beer or go find it somewhere else. Anything else you make it to?
No, that's all I made it to, man.
Whew. We got all these holiday parties happening, and just Christmas in general is a busy time of the year.
Yeah.
And so there's usually not a lot of beer fests going on, and then like getting out to these events is hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, not too much going on for us. But, yeah, let's move on to this coming week and see what we got. Digging the beer?
Man.
Yeah.
I'm in my happy place right now. I'm wagging my tail right now. You can't see it. But.
Well, they're watching. Oh,
we got the camera back up, man. Right on.
So on the calendar this week, anything? What's our earliest event here?
All right, so let's go Thursday. So that's the 10th.
The 10th, okay.
Yeah, we've got the Vandermill Choir. So Vandermill, the cider company up in Michigan, they've got a bus, and they're gonna do one night, four bars, and tons of cider and Hall & Oates. So they got a choir, and they're gonna go bar hop, and sing Hall & Oates and drink Vandermill cider all night. Basically.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. So it's a 5 p.m. start at Reggie's Rock Bar. They're gonna hit Simone's, Dusix, and Three Aces.
That's neat. It's kind of weird they're doing Hall & Oates and not just doing Christmas carols.
Yeah, right?
Well,
you know.
I feel like they're just like, let's do this.
What are we going to sing? Christmas carols? Somebody's like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, Hall & Oates. All right, that's cool. So
they're a fantastic group, Hall & Oates.
So you just see them at these bars, or can you drink and sing with them?
Yeah, you can drink and sing with them. There's no charge to get on the bus. They suggest tips for the driver, and then you kind of pay as you go at each bar.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the Vanderbilt guys are there, so you get to party with them, hang out. I'm pretty sure they're going to have swag, prizes, and more.
LA more.
There's always, you know.
Bob will probably be there.
Yeah, Cider Bob's going to be there. He's going to have his righteous Vanderbilt, you know, button up Mr. Rogers style sweater.
Yeah.
You know, and the hat, and it's going to be good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a fun time.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday the 10th.
Yes.
Nice. Anything else on Thursday?
Yeah, also Thursday, Super Shake. Is a beer release from Lake Effect Brewing.
Okay.
So Super Shake. So Lake Effect has really lined themselves up. It's, you know, it's a Northwest Side thing, right? there's the hot dog place Super Dog.
Right.
And then they make beers every season to pair with Super Dog hot dogs, right? So the last one was a Kolsch, like a smoked Kolsch.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Kolsch and hot dogs, yeah.
And then this one is a Super Shake from Lake Effect Brewing. It is a chocolate malt inspired milk stout.
Okay.
And it's built to pair with hot dogs. Okay. So they're going to have a bottle release at Fishman's on the Northwest Side. And then they're also going to have all the previous collaborations between Super Dog and Lake Effect on tap and in bottles.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's some really cool artwork. So, like, it's in the it's like an ode to the classic Super Dog marquee. That's mm-hmm. That's how all the labels look for these bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also Thursday. It's at Fishman's.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't been to Super Dog's in so long.
It's been a long time.
It's
classic, man. They give you the little box. Yeah. You got the crinkle fries. You got that Chicago style hot dog, no ketchup.
I haven't had a Chicago dog in a while. I'm failing as a Chicagoan here. I'm not out drinking beer or eating hot dogs.
Or deep dish pizza. You know, we get people from outside Chicago think all we do is eat deep dish pizza. But I mean, I probably eat like, you know, the square cut pizza, whatever that's called, the Sicilian cut or whatever.
Yeah.
Or thin crust or like a New Haven cut. I'd probably eat that more than I do a deep dish cut.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because it's tough, man.
It's a lot of food, man.
Yeah. Unless someone's like, hey, let's go to Pequod. You're like, yeah.
Done. Yeah.
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 But someone's got to suggest it. And then you're like, oh, all right, I'm doing that.
Yeah. So that's Thursday.
All right. How about Friday?
I got nothing for Friday. You got anything for Friday?
No. Saturday, though, we got a beer fest.
Yeah, we have ourselves a beer fest, man. This is the Beer Fest Beatdown, the second annual.
Okay.
So this is out in Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center out there. So this is basically a beer fest slash live wrestling event.
What?
Yeah, it sounds pretty righteous, man. Lucha Libre wrestlers, which I believe are like the little guys, right? The little guys in the mask, right?
I don't think they have to be little.
They don't have to be little. They have to be masked, though.
They have to be masked.
Okay, they masked. Dude, I went to one at House of Blues, man. It was so fun. And they were all
little.
They were all like dwarfs.
Yeah.
Okay. It was fantastic.
All
right. It was like the best thing ever at House of Blues.
They were just their children.
This is beer, food trucks, and wrestling for $65. That's VIP, actually, 40 general admission, 2 p.m. at Hoffman Estates, so that's like West Burbs, near IKEA, not too far from IKEA.
Oh my gosh, this sounds awesome.
Dude, if I'm not working Saturday, I'm going to this.
I have an early Christmas with my family, so I will be celebrating Christmas that day with lots of beer and food. So.
And if anyone makes you mad,
I'm fine. To the ring. I'll fight you. I'll just go to this.
Like, right. Yeah, well, why don't we go down to Hoffman Center and settle this? Like, gentlemen.
Bring your mask. I asked for a Nacho Libre mask for Christmas.
You just put on your mask at the gathering, like, listen, I'm ready to settle this.
Let's throw down.
So that's Saturday. One more of this Saturday.
All right. What we got?
18th Street. It's their second anniversary. 2 years deep is going to be the party.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're partying all day. They're going to have guest drafts, their drafts, all day from, like, noon all the way to, like, 10 p.m. Yeah, cheers to those guys, man.
I hate to admit it. I've never been to their brewery now in 2 years.
I've been maybe twice.
So, Drew, I'm sorry. I just haven't made it out there.
I went once on the train. You can take a train out there from Millennium Station.
Okay.
I went that way, and then the other time, I think I just on a whim, we just drove out.
Just drove out.
Like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. Let's go to 18th Street.
I've probably only been to Three Floyds twice in 2 years also, yeah. So... It's crossing those state lines. I just can't always do.
You immediately start thinking about why you shouldn't go if someone says, let's leave the state.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, that's real far.
Like, wait a second. Where are we going?
Do I need a passport or anything? Yeah, I don't know about this.
And, I saw they just got the artwork on their second location in Hammond, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, so they just got like a really cool hand-painted sign at the bigger location.
So is he moving everything over or?
No, I think this is the way I understand it, and I could be off, but there's the original location now that's going to move like literally like a few blocks away, right, in the same general area. But then that's in Miller Park, Indiana. But then in Hammond, Indiana, which is a little further out from everything, is going to be a bigger facility that's just going to focus on production.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two facilities now.
Well, that's awesome that he's doing so well and he's that production facility and even a second location. That's fantastic.
Yeah, some people are shutting down.
Right.
You know, some people are like, damn, I got all this beer, can't sell it.
Can't sell it.
He seems to not have that problem, so good for him.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah. Congrats. So check out them, support them if you can make it out there, if you're not going to the wrestling fight. and then Sunday, Big Hugs release.
Yeah, so this is at Half Acre up in North Center.
Uh-huh.
This is their stout that they do every winter.
I think this is it the fifth or sixth year?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first year with variants.
Yeah, we got a vanilla Big Hugs going down. That's pretty fantastic. This is the first time I think I don't know. They seen Goose Island do this. It's like, guys, we got to try this. See what happens here.
I'm a big fan of winter time stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, winter beer festivals, winter beer releases. I'm all about it. You know.
I'm probably gonna make it to this because I've gone to every one since the initial release and. Yeah. Just pick up a few bottles. I end up hanging on to them probably too long, but got to get that vanilla. I feel like I need that one this year.
And then they've got some of my favorite artwork in the town, period, like hands down. For beer artwork, they got some great artwork.
Yeah, so what time is – it's basically when doors open, right?
Yeah, which is like we're looking at 10 a.m. Yeah.
So I think probably people start getting in line about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Line usually moves quick. I recommend bringing cash.
Yeah.
If you're going, there's usually a cash line and a credit card line. The cash line goes way faster.
Yeah.
And, if it stays this warm, it should be no problem hanging out there.
Yeah.
Cool. Check that out. Anything else?
I think that's it for events, man.
Man, we got a short calendar this week.
Yeah.
If anyone out there ever has an event, like, send us a...
Looking at you.
Look at you out there, yeah. We're pointing for all the
listeners.
Just like
pointing, man. I was glad the camera's back up, man.
So tweet us at Chicago Beer Pass or email us chicagobeerpass@gmail.com.
Okay.
Definitely talk about your events. If you want to invite us to come out, we will attend.
Yes.
Well, if you buy us a ticket. You can invite us out. We may not attend, but if you offer to...
Or if you're gracious enough to...
fly us out to events.
Yeah, you know, or... If you're gracious enough to, make sure we get entry, we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, how about some beer news? Anything happening?
We've got a little bit of beer news.
Okay.
We'll talk about AB InBev, man. I don't know if you read this or not, but AB InBev, they've got this new distributor incentive plan, right?
Okay.
And the plan basically says, hey, we'll give our distributors rebates and discounts up to $1.5 million if they focus on selling our beers.
What? That seems against the law.
Yeah,
right?
I don't even know how this is possible. But yeah, I mean, they've got some heavy influence. And as you know, like we talk about beer and like, this trajectory in craft beer is through the roof, right?
Yeah.
But beer overall, actual beer drinking consumption is down. It's just that people are like, they're switching out macros and they're drinking craft.
Right.
So this is apparently when they're not buying breweries, this is AB's response to that,
So it became, what was it called? Reps were giving kickbacks to bars to feature their beer, have beer on draft.
Right.
That kind of, it still happens a little bit, especially here in Chicago, but it became like so public, I think it just wasn't happening as much. And for a lot of bars, it wasn't even worth it. Like, I can have Hopcentric on that I can sell for twice as much. Why do I want your beer, even if you're giving me the keg for free? It's not worth it.
Yeah, and I'm looking up the story here while we're talking, and it's basically talking about, like their market share has dipped, like, tremendously since, like, 2005. Like, their top brands like Bud and Bud Light, they're down almost 7%.
Okay.
And, you know, according to these guys, in that time, craft beer shot up 173%.
Jeez.
So, you know, what do they do? What do you do at that point?
So do you think this is – did it say it was a kickback for Bud products or, like, any, like, Goose Island you know,
you would think that since they're all under the same umbrella, that it accounts for those as well. Like, well, if you're going to sell craft, then sell these, you know.
So this is to the distributors. So I believe there was another article that kind of said you may see a lot more grocery stores start to not have as many craft brands because now.
Because you got the big box stores and they're all using the same distributor.
Right. Yeah. So they're like, oh, well, that distributor is now pushing this more to not have this on the shelf. It's like, okay, like your big ones like Walmarts and Targets and Jewels may not see those smaller local breweries in there.
Yeah, there's a really good article on this on Mother Jones. I tried to read the Wall Street Journal article, but they only give you the first paragraph, and then they make you, like, you know, sign your whole life over and read the rest. It's ridiculous. You go to Mother Jones, you can see it. They're using, as an example, in St. Louis, they're estimating that all the distributors in St. Louis would receive an annual benefit of $200,000 a piece for every distributor if they focused on certain brands.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's their strategy now. They're beyond buying craft breweries. Now they're just trying to stop them from being sold.
Okay. So I feel like if you're a craft brewery, you'd almost be better going with a distributor that is not, doesn't have AB or any AB products within their portfolio.
Typically,
right?
When you go to a big market, there's the AB distributor and the Miller distributor.
Right.
Typically, yeah. So,
which, like, is soon to be one in the same.
Oh, shit, that's right. Right? Because, AB just bought Miller, right?
Or that's, I think there's some Senate hearings happening at the moment. So.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a developing story, but it sounds like, you know, Big Beer's trying to do what they can to stop losing money.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, read that article and maybe give some more insight on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't read the full article yet. I just seen bits and pieces.
That'll be an ongoing conversation for sure.
Yeah. Anything else?
One more bit of news. Cletus up at the Fountainhead.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very enterprising guy. Renaissance man, if you will. You know, he's making cider. He's a chef. He's they've got a cider bar opening, and he's got something called Eight Beery Nights. Dr. Dreidel's Eight Beery Nights. So he's got this this Hanukkah stout, right? And then every night from December 16th to December 23rd, he's going to have eight different variations of the stout on, one every night.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
So you'll have everything from the base beer to, you know, there'll be Cayenne version one night. There'll be a vanilla one, a coffee one, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll do that for 8 days.
Do you know if you go there on night three, could you get night one and two?
If it's still on.
Still on,
If there's still any left. Yeah.
So you might be good going every, like, you should probably go every night and try this just to be sure. But you can go every, like, couple nights and get, like, two or three. That's a fun idea.
It's pretty cool. So I went last year, and what they did was they partnered with Chris from Chicago Hardcore Craft Beer, who's been on the show.
Yeah.
They did the variations on the spot. You know, so if there was a vanilla and marshmallow one, they would, like, you know, they'd get a French press and they, you know, they'd press your vanilla and, you know, coffee one on the spot.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're going to have eight different kegs that have already been if they've been variantized already. I don't know how to say that, but, you know.
Like the cherries put in or the lemon zest.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be kegged as eight different beers or if they'll just create eight different beers, you know, when you get there. I don't know.
It must be already keg, because otherwise it'd be like, oh yeah, this is here. We could make them anytime you want.
Right.
We have the base stout, and we're just, you know, sprinkling some nutmeg in there.
Yeah.
Or
it's a fun idea. And then I know, like, I was talking to Chris last year at the Beer Fest Beatdown, because he does this for Stone a lot. You know, he'll take Ruination and he'll create, like, these variants on the spot.
Okay.
And he said, hey, you know, our line was, like, you know, 100 deep all day at Beer Fest Beatdown because we were making these really cool concoctions. You're basically making, you know, kind of cocktail concoctions, if you will, on the spot, and people, you know, they drink it and then they go tell their friends, and before you know it, there's 100 people in line.
Okay,
so it's cool.
That's kind of awesome.
So that's it for news.
So head over to Fountainhead, try these, at least get up there once to try a couple of them. Cool.
Right on.
Well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode. Maybe a little shorter than normal, I think.
Or right on time,
or
man.
Or right on time.
It's always 30 is always our goal. We never hit 30. We're at 29, 21.
So we can get out of here. Where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Like I said, Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Tweet at us. Let us know about events. We're sharing other things there, pictures. Just tweeting out what we're up to. Letting you know that, you know, we're going to be late a day with this episode in this case.
There you go.
And then our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. Lots of activity there. We're always putting up photos, sharing other events we come across that either we missed for the episode or popped up later. Or in some cases, things like FOBAB, where we're just letting you know ahead of time, like, hey, this is coming. We can't talk about it every week, but letting you know it's happening right now. Or something big like that that you need to get tickets for.
Yeah.
And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube videos go up there. So however you want to listen or watch us, you can do it. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Take care.
Cheers.